This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, as we come on the air, a number of developing stories. President Biden set to address Congress and the nation. Also tonight, the death toll soars to nearly 8,000 from that powerful earthquake in Turkey and Syria. People trapped under the rubble and the miracle moment as rescuers peel rocks away to find a baby just born, still alive. Well, tonight, the race against time to find survivors. A big night here in Washington, President Biden's second State of the Union, from the economy to China to prescription drugs. What key issues will he address? The burning from that train derailment may be over, but the toxic material lingers, the growing frustration for residents. And a first look at China's spy balloon. Take a look at this picture as we learn that some of the surveillance aircraft is now at the FBI lab at Quantico.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on a busy night here in the nation's capital. President Biden set to address the nation tonight in what will likely be the largest television audience of the year for him. He's going to be touting his accomplishments, and we have just learned that he will directly address Republicans, urging them to work with him. The other major news tonight, the quick-thinking flight attendants preventing a mid-air disaster after a fire started right after takeoff. What caused the fire? We'll have more on that in just a minute. But we do want to begin overseas as time is running out for victims buried in Turkey and Syria after that massive earthquake with a death toll at nearly 8,000. Officials are warning the end of a critical three-day time frame to rescue people is approaching, and there are freezing conditions that are making the search effort even more difficult. And we're seeing these heartbreaking scenes like this one, a grieving father holding the hand of his 15-year-old daughter, who died when their apartment building collapsed. A U.S. Air Force plane loaded with supplies and members of an urban search and rescue team from Virginia took off just this morning, headed to the disaster zone. CBS's Chris Livesay is going to start us off tonight from the quake zone in Turkey. And Chris, good evening. That is quite a scene right behind you.
That's right, Nora. The devastation is hard to fathom. Nearly 6,000 buildings destroyed, just like this one behind me, where the rescue effort goes on. And according to UNICEF, thousands of children could be trapped or killed beneath buildings just like this one across the devastated area. But tonight, there are also extraordinary images of babies surviving despite impossible odds. In an instant, homes transformed into tombs. And then, life at its most vulnerable, a baby somehow able to survive. In Syria, a mother gives birth to a baby while trapped beneath the rubble. Rescuers are able to save the newborn girl, her umbilical cord still attached, but couldn't reach the mother in time. Astonishing scenes that push rescuers to continue the search, like here in the Turkish city of Adana.
More than 100 people once lived in this building that's been reduced to dust. Rescuers tell us they pulled 35 people dead from the rubble. Only one survivor, a little girl, now in the ICU. And the rescue effort goes on.
Onlookers and rescuers hope to find traces of their loved ones, like İsmet Özcan, a lawyer.
As time goes by, do you have any hope that they're alive?
Probably they called so much right now, if they're alive, and it's they have no water or something to eat to warm up their body. Yeah, their chance is decreasing.
But volunteers are desperate to help, like those flooding Istanbul's airport. More than 20,000 are already racing to find life. However, getting to the devastated areas amid more than 300 aftershocks over mangled roads covered in rubble, ice, and snow could prove the difference between life and death.
Now, these first 3 days are crucial. It's what search and rescue experts call the golden period, in which the chances are highest of finding survivors beneath the rubble, like right behind me. And for the next 3 months, the president has declared the devastated area a national disaster area. Nora?
Chris Livesay, right there on the scene. Thank you so much. Back here at home, we are awaiting President Biden and his big State of the Union address. It is the first to a divided Congress. The president tonight will say he's created more jobs in 2 years than any president has in a full term. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House with more. Good evening, Weijia.
Good evening to you, Nora. Just released excerpts of tonight's speech reveal that President Biden will try to reassure Americans that his economic policies are working. He also has a direct appeal to Republicans, saying there's no reason we can't work together and that fighting for the sake of fighting gets the country nowhere.
Tonight, President Biden is putting the finishing touches on his address to Congress and plans to tout what the White House calls strong economic progress. Notably, a bipartisan infrastructure law, investments in computer chips and clean energy, falling inflation and record job growth.
What I'm looking forward to working on from this point on, what we've done, and just have a conversation with American people.
But a CBS News poll out today shows the majority of American people say the condition of the economy is bad and that the president's policies are making inflation, gas prices, and the U.S. economy worse.
How would you describe the State of the Union?
I would say it's honestly really hard right now to be parents and raise a family in the United States. It's just not easy.
Pascal Small, a registered Democrat and mother of three, says while the cost of living is rising, the quality is not.
If I can see actual transformation happening in my community, then I see it's working. I see it's worth it. But if I'm not seeing that, then to me, there's a disconnect.
President Biden could announce his re-election bid in the coming weeks and will argue tonight he still needs to, quote, finish the job, a task made harder with a newly divided Congress. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who will be sitting right behind the president, said Mr. Biden's policies have backfired.
Inflation has exploded. Mortgage rates have doubled. Working Americans, after inflation and taxes, have gotten a pay cut.
Tonight's Republican response will come from Arkansas Governor and former Trump press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She will call for a new generation of leadership, drawing a contrast between herself, the nation's youngest governor at 40, and President Biden, the oldest person to hold the office at 80. Nora?
Weijia Jiang, thank you. Our coverage of the president's State of the Union address and the Republican response will begin tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you then. The other big story tonight, off the South Carolina coast, the Navy is continuing its painstaking recovery of wreckage from the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on Saturday. We want to show you these images that were released today. They provide a close-up look at the remnants that were collected on Sunday. Officials saying the recovery is going slowly across a dozen separate debris sites. Divers are in the water and explosive ordnance disposal technicians are checking the wreckage for any sign of self-destruct devices. We've learned some of that debris has been sent to an FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia for analysis. The Pentagon saying today Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin actually requested to speak with his Chinese military counterpart on Saturday, but the Chinese official wouldn't take the call. Well, there were some frightening moments today aboard a United Airlines flight from San Diego to Newark, New Jersey, when a laptop battery pack caught fire in the cabin, injuring at least four people. We get more now from CBS's Carter Evans.
Flames broke out just moments after United Flight 2664 took off from San Diego this morning.
There was a gentleman, his bag was smoking, and he threw something out on the ground. And it was a battery charger, a pack, or something like that from his laptop, and it burst into fire.
I hear somebody yell fire, look forward, and saw that I could see the glow.
The Boeing 737 with 159 passengers on board was in the air for a total of 11 minutes. It was headed to Newark International before returning to the airport as smoke began filling the cabin.
Some were gasping, screaming. The guy next to me ran to the back of the plane. The flight attendants were grabbing fire extinguishers and running to the front.
Since 2006, there have been at least 414 incidents of lithium batteries catching fire or overheating on airplanes in the U.S., 49 involving laptops. Here's what it looks like when one of those batteries explodes. The demonstration shows how intense the fire can burn. On Flight 2664, United confirms a customer's battery ignited, and the crew acted quickly to contain the device. The airline rebooked terrified passengers.
I'm shaking.
Now, United says several flight attendants were taken to the hospital as a precaution. They used a fireproof enclosure to smother the flames. And, Nora, this is why lithium batteries are not allowed in checked luggage. You have to carry them on.
They are no-no. Carter Evans, thank you so much. Now to that smoldering, toxic scene in Ohio. Authorities there say the danger from that trail derailment, I should say near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, it's far from over. And there's no timeline for when it will be safe for residents to return home. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
Tonight, there is fear and frustration for thousands who remain blocked from their homes, not knowing when it will be safe to return.
We're not hearing anything, and that's part of the confusion. There hasn't been good lines of communication.
4 days after a train carrying dangerous chemicals derailed, releasing toxic fumes near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, officials say they continue to monitor the air and water in the 1-by-2-mile evacuation zone. But in a tense afternoon briefing, they offered few details about the possible dangers that remain.
I want nothing more than to get my residents back home. I'm not an expert, subject matter expert on that. I'm a fireman. I put fires out. All right, no, we're done with questions. Thank you very much.
This afternoon, crews were carefully removing the damaged cars. One day after authorities carried out a controlled explosion of some cars containing vinyl chloride, a hazardous carcinogen used to produce plastic pipes. But that explosion was expected to release hydrogen chloride and phosgene, a gas used as a weapon in World War I. Jamie Koza worries she and her family won't be able to live in East Palestine anymore for their own safety.
And I think I owe that to my daughter, no matter how much I want to stay.
What makes it the hardest?
My daughter. It's all the kids in town. It's, you know, thinking about their future.
This church behind me is open to help evacuees like Jamie. Schools and businesses in East Palestine remain closed, and there continue to be checkpoints coming in and out of the area. Nora?
Roxana Saberi, thank you so much. Back here in Washington, all eyes are on Capitol Hill, as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said today that disgraced New York Republican Congressman George Santos could face disciplinary action if he's found guilty of ethics violations. Well, today, a busload of angry voters from Santos' district descended on Capitol Hill to demand his resignation. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the details.
George Santos's own constituents are trying to turn up the heat on the embattled congressman, delivering petitions to House leaders today seeking his expulsion from Congress. Santos told CBS News he's not deterred by the protests and insisted he was going to meet with the group.
If your constituents are delivering a petition asking you to be gone, is that a distraction for your work?
That's their freedom of speech right, and I'll entertain a conversation with them every single day. I represent them all equally.
Where's George?
Where's George?
But when they arrived outside his office late this afternoon, they were not allowed in.
Have you actually tried to get in?
That's
the response you got from staff.
One month into his term, Santos's troubles are mounting, including an FBI review of allegations he made off with money raised for medical treatment for a veteran service dog, a complaint to the Federal Election Commission about suspicious campaign expenditures, and a mysterious $700,000 loan to his campaign. Late last week, a man who briefly worked in his Capitol office sent a letter to the House Ethics Committee accusing Santos of sexual harassment, something he denies.
Can't he still function as a U.S. House member?
Who in Congress would touch him? Who would want to stand next to him? Who would want to be part of his circle?
Congressman Santos denies doing anything illegal. Meanwhile, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is not calling on Santos to resign, but says it's up to Santos's constituents and voters to decide. Nora?
Scott McFarlane, thank you. Well, now to a possible game-changing event in the world of big tech. Microsoft today unveiled a new search engine powered by that advanced artificial intelligence, ChatGPT. We get more now from CBS's Jonathan Figliotti.
It's an exciting time in tech.
In the online war for search engine dominance, Microsoft is betting big, more than $10 billion, on artificial intelligence.
Now the question is, how is AI going to reshape the web?
The company's Bing search engine will soon integrate some of the popular AI technology known as ChatGPT. Microsoft says instead of merely answering factual questions, users will be able to ask complex questions in an interactive chat.
Do you think in this case, these results, artificial intelligence is going to live up to expectations?
I think the answer is yes and no. I really think that a lot of the excitement around ChatGPT is a kind of misunderstands how limited and how flawed the technology can be, how it basically just gives you a sort of statistical average of what it's already read, and it can make things up.
Hello. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Great. Microsoft's CEO spoke with CBS Morning's Tony DeCoppel ahead of today's announcement.
It seems like everybody is coming out with new products this year. Where is this going?
Well, as you said, it's a new race, and it's a new race in the most important software category, or the largest software category, in search. Let's face it, Google dominates it.
Google is also jumping in, this week announcing its plans to develop a similar chatbot called Bard.
And with concerns about AI's potential for plagiarism, misinformation, and bias, Microsoft says it's taking measures to ensure the accuracy and fairness of results. The new search engine will slowly be rolled out to the public in the coming weeks, Nora.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you so much. Well, tonight there are shocking new allegations against an officer in the deadly beating of Tyre Nichols. We'll have that story coming up next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Tonight, seven more Memphis police officers are under investigation in connection with the deadly beating last month of Tyre Nichols. Officials say the internal review is to determine if the officers violated city policies at the scene of the beating. Six Memphis officers have been fired in the case, including five who were charged with murdering Nichols. And tonight, this stunning news. The New York Times reports that court documents show one of those officers allegedly sent out photos of Nichols battered and bloody to at least five other people. Coming up, a dozen new moons have been discovered in our solar system. That Out of This World news is next. Exciting news tonight about one of Earth's not-so-distant neighbors. Telescopes in Hawaii and Chile have discovered a dozen new moons around Jupiter, bringing the total to 92 moons. That's more than any other planet in our solar system. All right, honoring the women of World War II, that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
One of tonight's guests for the State of the Union is a young woman who spent half her life advocating for the greatest generation of women who kept America running on the home front during World War II. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
I'm so excited.
21-year-old Raya Kenny is no stranger to Capitol Hill, but tonight is her first State of the Union.
Our goal is to get a monument built.
It was the same sense of exhilaration when her bill, sponsored by D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, won passage in Congress late last year. It establishes a national memorial for working women in World War II, known as Rosie the Riveters.
These women were firecrackers. These women were trailblazers. I think it's really important that we get their work recognized as soon as possible.
They have never received recognition. That's what's so important about Raya's idea.
The V formation symbolizes victory.
We first met her when she was still in high school lobbying lawmakers. She came up with the concept of a monument for a fifth grade project inspired by the movie A League of Their Own.
There's no crying in baseball!
She reached out to 96-year-old Mae Cryer, a former Rosie who worked on B-17s and B-29s for Boeing.
I didn't think too much of it. A child in fifth grade who got, you know, pipe dreams, and I thought, well, sooner or later she'll just quit. She never did. All of us Rosies are just so proud of her.
A can-do spirit transcending generations. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And a reminder, CBS News primetime coverage of President Biden's second State of the Union address and the Republican response will begin tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on CBS. And we hope you'll join us. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.